meeting to order. We will continue with our public hearing for conditional use number 2012 and conditional, I'm sorry, change of zone 2012 and conditional use 2449. Okay, and I think we are.
I do need a minute, Chairman. Our network is a,
Little slow.
Yeah, it's just.
Okay. Technology is great till it isn't.
It's great when it works.
Yeah. Oh, well. We're back in session, but I thought we were ready to roll, but apparently we were not.
Is the only change the removal of that parking area and boat ramp?
Correct. Well, the entire lot layout and everything else stays against it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a very minor change, although less impervious surface in those buffer areas, and there's no boat ramp any longer. So the cul-de-sac essentially comes away, and now there's just a T turnaround.
Yeah, we did, but people.
Right.
At the end of that.
All right, guys, we're back in session, everybody, so we could have your attention. Okay.
That is, Mr. Mears, that is the only change to the site plan. And actually, the dock slot is a little differently configured and how you access the dock, but it all relates just to that amenity area in that.
Well, I was only concerned what was drawn was allowed in the resource buffer, and Dr. Lene said it would be, but it's no longer a topic.
All right, then. Well, Mr. Hutt, I think we're caught up here. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2012 or conditional use number 2449, Rudder Road LLC, in favor? Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, right up front. You're first. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, you've been waiting.
Sorry, I didn't get too dressed up for the occasion.
Been waiting a long time.
We'll excuse you for the Eagles.
You don't like the Eagles? Come on. My name's Jay Shen. I'm actually a local realtor. Been in the business about 25 years, so you think I would be jumping for joy to have new buildings going up right behind my house. So I happen to live right on Teal Drive. My house backs right up to the plan. I purchased the property in 2018. I'm actually a resident of Lewis, born and raised here. My mom and dad went to Lewis and Rehoboth High School. We all know how Sussex County has changed, not for the better, in my eyes. I bought my retirement home in Creek's End. I love the neighborhood. I love the fact that we were on the Guinea Creek, which has access to the Heron Creek, which goes into the Rehoboth Bay. I'm an avid boater. I bought in the community 6 years ago. I built my home. It's approximately worth about, $650,000, just say, give or take a couple dollars. So I'm hearing affordable housing, and that scares me a little bit. I'm all for people's, you know, the ability to buy homes and think.
This isn't affordable housing.
Well, I kept hearing it from this gentleman here.
I know.
Yeah. Well, they're making a contribution
first of all,
to affordable housing.
We're sympathetic to the need for affordable housing.
Correct. And the plan calls for 116 townhomes / carriage homes backing directly up to my property. If you could flip, can somebody turn to the one? I'll show you exactly where I live. So I live right in the corner of that proposal there. So that last carriage house, my house will back right up to it. So when I bought this house in 2018, I was told by my builder that that was protected wetlands. There was a historic house that was built on the property, which happened to be the schoolhouse, which I didn't know a whole lot of information about until this gentleman told me about it. So at one time, that property was for sale, and I believe it was about 2 acres, and it never sold. So in this transaction, I'm not sure where this transaction even happened, because as an avid realtor, you think I would know when a property is sold, especially if it's directly behind my house. So I don't know when it happened. I don't know how long this has been in the works. Obviously, somebody didn't tell me the truth about the actual land, you know, what it was. I was told it was wetlands. I actually go back there quite a bit. I feed a lot of the animals back there. There's a lot of eagles. There's a lot of deer. And there's a lot of foxes, and you name it. And it's very peaceful. I go out on my back porch that I had built, and I see 30 deer every night in my backyard. They knocked the woods down in 2021 for the pulp, I was told. Now it's 2024, so everything has grown up a lot. So my concern, obviously, is for the wildlife, number one. Banks Road, have you guys all traveled on Banks Road at all? Okay, it's a heavily traveled road. You add another 119 homes, two cars per home. All right, you think about it. I know they said DelDOT did a nice job with the plan and things of that sort, and you know there's no issues with the traffic. But if you keep going further up past Winding Creek, the neighborhood, I believe Tunnel, who is a huge name down here, right? I heard he's building 600 homes on Banks Road. That's another 1,200 cars. So that's my concern. My concern is the traffic, okay? I think that's a valid problem. I know we keep talking about the Indian River, you know, giving money to the police or the fire department. I mean, that's great. That's an awesome cause. But, you know, that's not the single most important thing here. It's definitely, and then we talk a little bit about DenRec. I know DenRec is probably going to have to get involved with this. As an avid boater who has a boat slip right up the way on this map here, that water is about 12 inches deep on high tide. You cannot go past our boat slip. And I'm going to tell you, all those houses on the other side, that's Winding Creek, they have a little bit more access to water over there. On this side, there is no water at all. On dead low tide, there's no possible way you could get a boat past our boat slips. So I'm here. That's another issue I have is with the DenRec. It's not easy to get things approved through DenRec because of, you know, everyone says, oh, maybe they'll dredge. Yeah, that's great, but that takes years of proposals and things of that sort. So I'm here just to represent the neighborhood, you know, voice my opinion. But those are, you know, I built this house with knowing that, you know, I thought it was protected land behind me, and unfortunately it's not. I do have 33 other acres on the other side of me, but backing up to a carriage home, I don't know, it just doesn't really appeal to me. Hey, maybe the plans could change, go from 119 homes down to 40 homes with acre lots. Have Shell go in there and build houses there. They'll get $600,000-$700,000 for their houses. That sounds more like a better appeal to me. That sounds better to me. So that's, you know, that's all I have to say, really.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, who's next? All the way in the back. Yes, ma'am. You with the... I can't think of the name of the color.
Yeah.
Sorry. You got it.
My name is Linda Miller. I own the wooden area next to this. And I was wondering, what I understand is 30 foot away from our line. Is that right? Is it 30 foot?
Yes.
So that's not very far. That's what the width of this room, maybe. Yeah. And then all the traffic. When I go down to my lot and try to go out and I want to turn left, I usually turn right, ride down the road, turn around somewhere, and come back because the traffic there is so heavy. So that is my concern there. And then the school is not that far away. It's an elementary school. That's going to be a lot of cars. And it's a dangerous place. There's accidents down that way all the time. So this land has been in my family for, I don't know.
About 100 years.
Yeah. My grandfather owned it. My dad owned it. Me and my brothers owned it. They're gone away. But we still have family members that own that land. And we're just trying to keep it nice. And like the gentleman said, the deer and stuff is beautiful. Pretty soon there's not going to be any land for kids to go out to to see animals except for the dead ones on the road, because I see that all the time. So that's my...
Okay, all right, thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir, you all the way back here.
My name is Stephen Miller. I own the acre and three quarters, or the acre and a half, basically, that is on Banks Road, that is directly east of the property that they're proposing to develop. That was my mother who just came up. We have owned that property for, like she said, a long time, and we've been here long enough to see, you know, it change in that area. And we have seen all of Long Neck, which used to be marshland, it's just turned into a mess down there. I mean, like, the animals have nowhere to go. They really don't. This is like the last patch of land that they have. The idea that this is low impact to wildlife is mind-boggling to me. Now, this thing has been turned into pulpwood several times in the history of the property. This last time that they did it was extreme. Extreme enough where I thought, I wonder if this is going to get developed, because this is the most they've ever taken out of that place. Most time it's like selective. This time it was just absolutely all of it. But the wildlife comes back fast. Like the one picture that they shown when they were saying, I think it was part of the sales pitch of, is this a minor impact? It was all muddy, it was brown, everything was gone. Every other picture that you look at it is green. It grows back really fast. There are a ton of deer back in there. I use that spot for camping a lot on my property, where I go back into the back of the property and I just stay back there, you know, wintertime, whatever. We do a lot of hunting back in there. And the deer and all the animals, they bed down back there. It's not directly harming like some of the more endangered species, as in it's tearing down their nests or something like that. But like the great horned owl, right? We got one of those. It's rare as anything. We have one right back there on our property. It goes down there and feeds all the time. Like you sit back there in the tent, you'll hear that thing go right down in there on the animals. Foxes, I mean, that is where everything is sleeping at, because they don't have nowhere else to go at this point. Also, the traffic being brought up with the proposed area up above it of the 600 units that are also being put in, when they were saying that the traffic of this is supposed to be a minor impact, it's kind of wild to me, because I suppose each one of these individual developments have been a minor impact on the area, but how many minor impacts do you have before it's a major problem? I would say it's already a major problem on that road, and a minor is just going to be on top of that as well. The road of Banks Road has not been changed any significantly ever since I've been alive. It's been a two-lane road with no shoulders on it, where the intersection where Banks Road meets the Long Neck Road has been widened up with turn lanes and stuff. And then, of course, where 24 and Banks Road meets, that's been widened up. And then the across the creek, that bridge has been widened up a little bit. But all the rest of the road has been exactly the same ever since the 70s. The one thing that has not been the same at all is the amount of people that live down in that direction. Now, one of the members brought up, I think it was Collins, had brought up the idea of, with the other development, saying that the roads were going to be widened for a great swath of it, which I think is necessary, especially if you're putting in that many units. You're going to have to do something in there. That's just inevitable. The one thing I would say is that, I mean, like, I wasn't invited to that meeting, of course, but I would have to assume, and I don't know, but I would have to assume that all of Banks Road is going to have to be widened with shoulders at some point. I mean, you can't just keep on dumping people on there without fixing the issue. And if there are shoulders being put all the way down through there, then that's going to have to come out of someone's land. Whose land is it? And if the other one was talking about bringing up the road, like, I didn't know about it. I didn't know about that. I just heard rumors of these things happening. Like, I think that the public that lives along that road should know, you know, if they're going to lose land on this from the widened road, how much they're going to lose, you know, where's that road going to come out of? I think these are things that has to be known by the public, at least informed to the public, the people that's going to have to be affected by. I think it's just inevitable. Outside of that, I guess that's just about it. But the idea that the impact is minor for traffic and that the impact on wildlife is minor, I think that's a wild statement to me that's been there for a long time. I think it's, you're going to have a major impact. It's already been happening. And this is like the last, it's the last spot for them. So, thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes.
Hi, my name's Louis Nepa. I live directly across right there. 4 to 6 times a year, I get water halfway up past my house. My concern is, and all that water that comes in at high tide kind of migrates into that farmland, whatever it is. And putting all those houses in there, where's this water going to go? I'm concerned about flooding on the other side. That's my major concern. I agree with all these other people about the wildlife. There's a ton of wildlife over there. It's a big impact on the wildlife, tons. That's a major, Banks Road is a major thoroughfare for the peninsula. And putting more houses in, it's just going to get worse. But I just want somebody to tell me that I'm not going to have a water problem. I put a kayak in my dock last year. Denrec made me take it down. 2 bars holding it up over the water. They told me it was like building a house over the water. I had to take it down. And they're going to put in a boat slip, 25. There's not 25 boats on that creek. But anyway, it's a big concern.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name's Rob Giannis. I have a home in Creek's End. I agree with traffic situations and stuff. Very important. On that note, though, emergency services, has anybody driven there in July on Long Neck Road? It's almost a standstill. You get an accident, you're not getting people out. You get a fire backer, I couldn't imagine. So that's my biggest concern. Public safety in that respect.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.